Okay, my name is Larry Dirks, and I started hunting when I was 11 years old at Atka. My dad is the one that taught me how to hunt sea lion.
Yeah, my name is Vince Tudikoff. I was born and raised here in Alaska. As I grew up, I would have different jobs on the boat or on the water. You know, I never handled a rifle or shotgun until I was at least 10 or 11 years old, because I had to observe how to hunt, when to hunt. My first seal I got was with a 22, and I was like 11 or 12 years old. I thought I killed it, you know, so I went out with an old man named Doc Akinoff. We rode out, laying there. He reached down to grab it by the flipper and came alive and bit him. He got mad and he started banging it with a oar, and he banged his hand, and it made it even funnier. And I'm rowing with one oar in a circle, you know. Got a 22 and he shot it. My grandmother Aunt Fisha and old man Doc showed me how to split it, clean it, what parts to take.
The best part, I think, is right around the neck area of the sea lion, and also the abdomen area, the three layers on it. It's got the blubber and meat, so it's like bacon there. So it's the best part of the sea lion I know of. You know, anybody can go out there and shoot a sea lion, they don't know how to dress it, you know, you just waste a sea mammal there. So
when I was younger, I came over here to Unalaska with my grandmother and kind of grew up with Vince here. In them days, they only rationed you out a few shells, and that was it. I mean, shotgun shell, because they were expensive and hard to come by, and our store didn't have that much ammunition.
Being poor or not having enough money to buy shells, everybody combined together to make a trip, and sea lion, seal, birds were all shared. If you owned a boat, you know, you got pretty much their pick first and then gone to the elders. Everybody in a boat got at least one bird and parcels of seal. Kind of learned about sharing, which was an important part of this community.